Chapter 19. Scourge typed in the access code to unlock the door leading to the underground holding cells built beneath Nyriss's stronghold. He didn't acknowledge the guard standing watch as he stepped through, and they made no move to stop him. He had passed the checkpoint hundreds of times, and they had stopped bothering with Murtaugh's official security protocols long ago. He descended the stairs to the dimly lit dead-end hall at the bottom. There were four doors, two on either side. Beside each door was a monitor, showing a holovid of what was happening inside each cell. Three of the cells were empty. The fourth had been occupied by the same prisoner for the past 3 years. The image showed Revan, seated in a familiar position, his legs crossed and his hands resting palms up on his thighs. His eyes were closed, his face calm, though Scourge knew that had as much to do with the medication as the meditation. The prisoner had not left his cell for even a single moment since his capture. There was a refresher in the corner, a small sink and a bed against one wall. In the beginning, they had brought in a chair to strap him to for his interrogation sessions, but after the first few months, Scourge convinced Nyriss that torturing Revan was an unproductive waste of both time and resources. By that time, Revan had already told them everything, as much as he could remember, at least. He had revealed that the Jedi had wiped away most of his early memories, including all traces of what had happened to him in the Emperor's dungeons. He had confessed that he had come to Nathema in the hopes of reclaiming his lost past, following the same trail he had embarked on years before. He couldn't tell Nyriss anything about what she really asked. And though she still suspected he had been dominated by and then broken free of the Emperor's will, the scientists she had brought in to study him had been unable to find anything useful with all their testing and research. After 6 months, Nyriss had lost interest in her Jedi prisoner. Her attention moved on to other plots and intrigues, though she kept him alive just in case. But while Nyriss ignored Revan, Scourge had become obsessed with him. The Jedi's command of and connection to the Force was unlike anything Scourge had sensed in anyone else. Even though Revan was constantly drugged, it was impossible not to sense his strength. After years of studying him, Scourge had come to understand why the Jedi had such a fearsome reputation among the Sith. With men and women like Revan in their ranks, it was easy to see how they had beaten back the Sith invasion 1,000 years earlier. And it confirmed what he already suspected. The Emperor's plan to launch another invasion against the Republic at this point in time was tantamount to suicide.